We're able to look forward to a Thanksgiving holiday where we can be with our families in person. And that's certainly something to be thankful for. I'm certainly thankful for commodity prices being better today across the board than where they were a year ago. I'm thankful for the fact that agricultural exports also improved from last year and in fact set a record for this fiscal year and are on pace potentially to set yet another record next year. I'm certainly thankful for the extraordinary work of a lot of good people to get out pandemic relief to our farmers, ranchers, and producers. Over $6 billion has already been distributed, with more to come before the end of this year. Those same hardworking folks at FSA offices across the country have also been responsible for, and I'll get this, being responsible for also providing over $14 billion in loans to farmers, ranchers, and producers. Roughly 26,000, 27,000 loans have also been funneled through that system in addition to the pandemic assistance. So I'm very thankful for the extraordinarily hardworking folks there and also the NRCS folks who themselves during this pandemic stricken year were able to provide 43,000 conservation contracts impacting 21 million acres. So farm families across the country being able to invest in conservation. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what's next and what's up, what we can do over the course of the next several months at USDA. We're looking forward to taking advantage of the relief that Congress recently passed with the continuing resolution